Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
This is a house of learned doctors.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
Close your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into The Happy Hour on a Friday. Appreciate you joining us wherever you are, ending your holiday couple of weeks. These weeks are always so weird because it's like you got, especially this year, Christmas was kind of wedged in the middle. And you had a bowl game on Saturday, and then the following week, it was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. A lot of college football going on. But man, oh man, we got to talk about the team that's rocking it out at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Nebraska men's basketball getting ready for a big one tomorrow against 15th-ranked UCLA. We've had him on the show before, and it's time we have him on again now. On the Allo VIP line, joined by Nebraska men's basketball recruiting coordinator Peyton Borders. Coach, how's it going, my friend? It's been a while since we talked to you. A lot of exciting things going on where you guys are at.
Nick, yeah. No, I appreciate you having me again. And I know it seems like a while, you know, being preseason now, you know, we're 13 games in, you know, so it's pretty crazy. Time's flying, but it's been fun. And yeah, again, I appreciate you having me.
Let's start with that, because when we talked to you, Enrico and I talked to you first, it was about kind of like, what's the outlook for 2024 and 2025? And I remember you kind of saying you guys were excited about your experience, and that's kind of been the name of the game starting out. And you had a lot of intriguing guys that joined the program through the portal, but just kind of overall, what has allowed you guys to be so successful through your first 13 games?
Yeah, I mean, with experience, you know, experience is almost irreplaceable. You know, it's tough to simulate, you know, 5 to 6 years in college basketball, you know. And so some of these guys, you know, they haven't played our style of basketball, you know, obviously coming from the portal. But, you know, they play college basketball. They know, you know, how tough it is to win on the road. They know how physical it is. They know that, you know, the Big Ten, they have the reputation. It's a grown man's league. So, you know, just having our guys kind of learn our way and how we do it. But, you know, when you get down to the nitty gritty, it's the same Big Ten basketball that you hear around and that everybody knows and loves. And, you know, a lot of our guys, you know, we just learning our style of play. And just other than that, you know, it's the same stuff. You know, you're going to play against 7-foot guy. You know, we're going to see a 7'3" guy here tomorrow night. You know, you're going to see skilled physical guards. You know, you're going to have guys who can stretch the floor at all five positions. So it's just getting used to Big Ten play, getting used to how we play. And yeah, so just it's college basketball at the end of the day. So it's been huge for us down the stretch.
You mentioned how you guys play. As in someone in your role, as you navigate, and obviously maybe not as much right now as you do in the off season, but as you navigate through the portal and the recruiting world, what is that pitch? Like, what are you saying and talking about how you guys play? Because over these last couple of years, you guys under Fred Hoiberg have really embraced the defensive mentality. And it's a little different than when Coach Hoiberg got to Nebraska and it's seen positive results. So what is your pitch on how Nebraska plays when you're talking to either transfers that are looking at Nebraska or even high school guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to play for the hardest working, most together team. And that's fun. Simple. You know, it's like when you get a chance to give it all on both ends of the floor, in front of, you know, 16,000 people at Pinnacle Bank Arena, you know, every home game, like that's fun, you know. So a lot of it sells itself, you know. It's kind of proof in the pudding too, right? It's kind of like, you know, you see guys now buying into what we do, you know, really hanging our hat when, you know, that shot's not falling, that we can get stops on the other end and hold, you know, really, you know, good offensive teams down in the 60s, you know, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to win the ball game, you know. So it's really just buying in. And the, now that you're kind of getting substance to it and proof, you know, you're getting a reputation nationally, you know, having, you know, a top 10, top 15 defense, you know, in the country, you know, that's fun, you know. And that's the thing. I think guys, you know, you see not only a system on offense, but a system on defense. And guys, you know, it clicks. And it's cool to, when guys are flying around, you know, we're in rotations, you know, it's just fun. And we give our guys opportunity to make really good plays. And when they kind of see it unfold and see where those plays are being made, I would just say fun's the word, because when guys are flying around, there's nothing better. And obviously doing in front of the fans, you know, and really hanging our hat on that end, you know, it kind of sells itself.
Now, we're talking to Nebraska men's basketball recruiting coordinator Peyton Borders. And I building off of that, there's got to be something to kind of what you just said that makes your job a little easier as a recruiting coordinator, to where, as you mentioned, the proof is in the pudding or so. You've been there now, I think it's like 4 years, correct?
Yes, sir.
So when you guys started out, it's Fred Hoiberg and the rest of the staff kind of pitching that, hey, this is what we're going to do, and we just need guys to buy in. It's the same message. There's just it's the same coaches, because you guys have had some stability on the coaching staff, which is, you know, invaluable as well, I'm sure. But then it's the same message. Now there's just wins behind it. And there's this tournament championship in Hawaii, and it's a confident and strong start at the end of non-conference play. Like, it's got to make your job a little easier, right?
Yeah, I mean, winning is everything. Yeah. You know, you get down to everything. Winning just makes everything easier, right? So, you know, it's just having a reputation. You know, where, you know, we don't have all of these national championships and all this stuff, but, you know, if you can get guys to buy in, and, you know, now we're on TV every single night. Mm-hmm. And so people are seeing it, you know, nationwide. You know, we have international players, you're hearing about us internationally, and things like that. Like, you get that reputation. Yes, obviously winning and everything helps, but, you know, having everybody see eyes on it and seeing what Nebraska basketball is standing for, knowing that you see Nebraska on there, you know, they're the hardest working team out on the court, you know, and that's something that we just have to hang our hat on. And we tell our guys each and every night that that's what it's just got to be. It's just it's a non-negotiable, is what we say.
Well, you know, so. And I'm sure that when you mentioned the 16,000 fans, I mean, right, that's a product that lot of Husker fans can get behind too, is when, I mean, Nebraska, this hardworking, you're from the state, right? Like, you know it. And so whether it's football, basketball, it doesn't matter. It's a hardworking product. A lot of Husker fans can appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. And not only, you know, the players are giving it all, but, you know, like guys like Coach Linzer, Coach Howard, Coach Ziegler, and obviously Coach Hoiberg, you know, those guys set themselves as well. I mean, those guys have been around, you know, whether it's NBA or college, you know, they you know, they've been around for years now. And so, you know, they know what they're talking about, right? And guys, and they kind of buy in. They see, you know, oh, wow, you know, he was in the NBA, or, you know, he's had great success at the College World Final Four, you know, things like that. You know, it's stuff that it attracts them. Guys, they're, you know, it draws attention over here. But then, I mean, you got to see some of these guys' reactions when they walk in the Pinnacle, and that's when nobody's in it. You know, these these guys, it's amazing. You know, it's truly breathtaking. And, you know, we always just try to paint the picture. I was like, now just imagine 16,000 people screaming for you, cheering for you, man. And yeah, like I said, obviously being from here, you know, it's special. This place is special. And I know how much these fans are behind us, and I look forward to tomorrow, because I know this place is going to be rocking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We'll talk about UCLA in just a moment. I want to talk about a couple specific guys, though. And so much is made about Bryce and Jawan and what they've meant to this program. And especially as two transfers, like they're firmly like in the boat, and they are something that Nebraska fans can really cheer about. But I want to ask you specifically about a guy like Raleigh Wooster. you guys bring in an experienced kind of ball handler guard that in Raleigh. It takes maybe some of the pressure off of Bryce, who handled the ball a lot last year. While he still does that this year, obviously, but in Raleigh kind of presents a different skill set when he's on the floor that's maybe not scoring first. He can score. We saw that in the last couple of games, but he's the prototypical stat line of, like, you know, he's going to add the assist. He's going to rebound well from the guard position. He just does that nitty-gritty stuff. How important is it that you have multiple guys like that on a team? Because last year we saw the emergence of Sam, and now this year there's multiple guys that do the dirty work.
Yeah. I think too, it kind of goes back to experiences as well. Like, Raleigh knows who he is. He knows what it takes to win, and he just wants to win. And, you know, he's got family out here in Nebraska, so, you know, he's got little baby pictures and Husker jersey stuff. So he already knows. Before he got here, he knew what Nebraska was, right? He had seen it. He knows that, you know, if you play hard, you get on the floor, you know, you rebound, you play physical, you know, these guys, they're going to get behind you, and we're going to win games out here, you know? And so, you know, Raleigh's just a guy who's bought in, and is just so solid, and we're lucky to have him, you know. And he's a well put together dude. Like, that's a big guy, you know. You're talking 6'5", you know, well put together guy leading at your point guard position, which, you know, helps his rebounding, helps him get through screens. You know, just a guy who, you know, we just, you know, you think of Husker basketball, you think of just somebody like that, you know, who's willing to do, you know, the dirty work, and you know, he's just been so great for us. But like you said, you know, guys with the experience, they know their role. You know, a lot of these guys, like, we don't need them to come in and be somebody different than what we, you know, when we scouted them, right, when they were coming in. We just need them to be themselves. So a lot of guys, they know who they are. They bond on the role. They see the role that they're on their team. And they just, you know, they do it, and they try to do it to their best. And so that's, again, kind of that experience factor in this as well.
We have to talk about Bryce Williams a little bit here, because I'm sure you were involved in the scouting process from when he was at Charlotte before Nebraska. I mean, just as somebody that's been around, obviously, the program for the entirety of the time that Bryce has been involved in the program and been around Bryce, like, how does it make you feel when you go out and see him having this type of season individually, but then how that transpires across the entire roster in comparison to kind of what you guys expected him to be and wanted him to be when you initially had those preliminary conversations with him out of the portal?
Yeah, well, first off, I'm just so happy for Bryce. He's a guy who is so humble and such a sharp guy who does so much for us and is not the most vocal guy. He's not going to be the loudest guy in the room. You know, he's just going to have that smile. He's going to be a guy who, you know, we've been able to lean on. And I'm just super, I'm happy for him, because you're seeing now kind of what we saw flashes of, to your point, like, while we was scouting him. You saw flashes of, you know, a 6'7" wing that can score at all three levels. And, you know, that's very interesting, because, you know, being from here, you know, you name guys off like Teran Petaway and James Palmer that were able to do that. And we just, you know, we haven't really seen a player like that. So when you're scouting a guy like that, you're kind of, you know, we haven't really just had anybody like that over the past couple of years. You know, you had like a guy like Bryce McGowan, things like that. But, you know, it's a guy like him who's able to score, like I said, all three levels, but also rebounding and assists. You know, that's when we are at our best, when he's doing, you know, a little bit of everything. You know, it's obviously we'll take a 30-point performance from him any night. But when he's doing the rebounding and he's getting everybody involved, when everybody's clamping down on him, when he has all the attention, that's when he's at his best. And when he's guarding, you know, that's another thing I think a lot of people don't really consider, is a lot of times we have him on the lead guard as a point guard. So, I mean, that's a 6'7" guy out there fighting through screens, and he can be a monster. And so that, you know, it's something that I'm really happy for him, for it's all clicking for him.
As a scouter like yourself, what's his ceiling?
I mean, you're talking about a guy who can play basketball for a long time. Is a guy who, with how he carries himself, you know, his professionalism, his work ethic, is a guy where whatever level it may be, you're talking about a guy who's going to, she makes a lot of money doing this thing and playing a lot of years, you know, professionally. So I really look forward to what the future holds for him.
We're speaking to Nebraska men's basketball recruiting coordinator Peyton Borders with us here on our Allo VIP line. Peyton, I guess let's talk UCLA tomorrow, because it's a big one. And I guess, what kind of challenges do the Bruins pose for you guys? As they're kind of a defensive first team as well, they really pride themselves with Mick Cronin defensively. But I guess what kind of challenges do the Bruins pose for you guys ahead of tomorrow?
You know, something that immediately jumps off, jumps off the board there is they're number one in the country in steal percentage, right? So, you know, you're talking about, you know, I can't remember the exact percentage. I think 26% is what they said is that they're getting a hand on a ball and they're going the other way. So, you know, that could put strain on your defense because you're not in a half court set, right? So, you know, it's the emphasis of just taking care of the ball. But also knowing that I know it's a little bit foreign to us, obviously UCLA now that's considered league play, yeah. But they're a Big Ten team. You know, it's not like they're going to come in and they're trying to play a different style of play. It's the same thing that you're going to see from the Michigan State, you know, the Wisconsin's. They're going to be a physical, hard-nosed, defensive-centric team, you know, and they're obviously Coach Cronin does a great job over there, and he's somebody who pushes those guys extremely hard, and their guys always play hard each and every night, you know. So they're like I said, defensively, they're talented on the defensive side, but I don't want to take away from their offensive side because they have very unique talent, you know, with their five being able to stretch the floor, and then their guards are dynamic, able to take guys off the dribble, you know. So, you know, we got our hands full on both ends, but, you know, we guys, like I said, going back to this experience, guys have been in big games like this, and so, you know, we're going to lean on guys, you know, just going out, not trying to do too much, take care of the ball, and just matching their physicality that they're going to try to impose on us tomorrow. So, yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned the new landscape of the Big Ten. Just a couple more before we get you out of here. You mentioned the new teams in the Big Ten. I think so much is made from the outside about these new teams that are joining the Big Ten Conference. Inside, like you just said, it doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot because you're going to see all four. You're going to see UCLA. You're going to see USC here soon, and then road games to Washington and Oregon. It doesn't mean much difference probably on the inside, like you kind of just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at, and especially now, you can kind of make a Big Ten team out of it, if that makes sense. You know, like with Washington having, you know, a first-year head coach there out there with Danny Sprinkle, you know, they're able to get some size in there. They're able to get some dynamic guards, some wings that can score, and they just knocked off Maryland at their place last night, which is a very good win for them. But, yeah, it just, you know, you look at all those new teams, and like you said, on the outside, it's like, you know, you see USC, Nebraska, or Nebraska, Oregon, and it's a conference game. But you watch what's produced out there and the style of basketball, you know, it's stuff that we've all seen before and what we've scouted for and everything. It's going to be a physical night where no game is given and anybody can lose any night. You got to be, you know, the team that just, like Coach Nate Linzer always says, just be the team that gets your game out on the court. You know, just get your game. Carry the game plan over, and that's going to give you – and play hard, and that's going to give you the best chance, you know. So, it definitely didn't get any easier for us, if that makes sense. So, but, no, it's great having them, and, you know, it makes our league, you know, one of the best leagues in the country. And yeah, we're excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking – when it comes tournament time, like 8 or 9 bids probably. I mean, that's really, really special. Peyton Borders, recruiting coordinator of Nebraska men's basketball. Coach, appreciate it as always. Always good to catch up with you. And we'll see you tomorrow at PBA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, no, we're excited. Thank you again for having me. And it was fun seeing DP out there in Hawaii. I'm glad we got it done for him out there.
There it is, for sure. There he is. Peyton Borders, talk to you soon, Coach.
All right, take care.
There he is. Recruiting coordinator Peyton Borders of Nebraska men's basketball. A big one tomorrow on national television, Fox number 15, UCLA comes to town. It's going to be a sellout. That one's full down at the vault. Let's step aside. We got to take a quick break and wrap things up on the other side on 93.7 The Ticket.
Follow Nick and Enrique on Twitter at @Nick_Sainert and at Radio Rico AC. More of Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.